Welcome back to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. The Black Hills Playhouse is getting ready for its 70th season. There's a sneak peek review on Sunday before the first production opens next month. Located in Custer State Park at the site of an old Civilian Conservation Corps camp, the Playhouse brings artists from all over the nation to create theater productions for residents and people visiting the Black Hills. The Playhouse also provides educational experiences for theater students. The Playhouse is affiliated with the University of South Dakota. It's one of the oldest summer stock theaters in the nation. And joining us to discuss the 2015 summer season is Linda Anderson, Executive Director of the Black Hills Playhouse. And Linda, welcome back to Dakota Midday.
Good morning.
Also with us is Playhouse Artistic Director Dan Workman. And Dan, it's nice to have you with us again as well.
Well, thanks, Carl. It's nice to be on.
Well, Linda, the cast and crew, have they arrived for the summer season, or some of them?
They have. They arrived on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And we have 52 people in camp right now, and that will go up to about 70 in the peak of the season. And everybody's getting settled in.
So what all needs to be done now before everything's ready to go?
Oh, my. You know, it's so funny because people a lot of times say, what is it that you do on the off season? And I always tell the camp that we spend, 9 months preparing for them all to come. And, getting the dorms ready. We have a great group of volunteers and board members that come out a couple of weeks in advance, ordering all the food, getting everybody hired, bringing up all the equipment. There's a lot that goes on.
So Dan, for you, is this an exciting time as things are getting underway? And are you sort of champing at the bit to get started?
It is. It is always an exciting time when we're bringing in these artists. And of course, every year we have some that are returning, and we always have some new folks that are coming in. And it's great at the beginning of the season to see how everybody starts to gel and meet and get along with each other as we start the artistic process.
And Linda, over the past few years, as we've spoken recently, there have been a number of improvements at the Playhouse site. What's being done this summer?
By the end of last year, we had done almost $1 million worth of improvements, and our big push for the 70th is a lighting and sound campaign. We're basically working to raise about $470,000 to replace all of the electrics in the theater. So that's the big fundraising push. And next week, we're actually, the Black Hills Playhouse Alumni Association is doing a fundraising show called A Couple of Blackguards, and that features Graham Thatcher and Jeff Kingsbury. It's a piece that was written by Malachi and Frank McCourt. And another cool, they're doing it from June 3rd to the 7th, and that's just to raise funds for this lighting and sound project. And a cool thing is that Malachi McCourt, who is one of the authors, will actually be with us next Saturday, and he will do a special reception.
And I'll mention that Malachi McCourt is a guest on Dakota Midday next Tuesday, so we'll hear more about that. This is a special anniversary season, as I mentioned, 70 years. I understand there's a reunion scheduled for July. Dan, are you expecting quite a few Black Hills Playhouse alums to come back for that event?
We are, and it's always fun when the alumni get together and have a meeting like this. It's I'm not sure what the numbers are expected at this point, but I'm going to see a lot of old friends.
No, you've been a part of the Playhouse for what, about two decades? This must be a special year then.
Yeah, this is actually my 20th summer at the Black Hills Playhouse, and so it is a very special summer to me.
So your anniversary as well.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk a little bit, Dan, about the plays this summer. What do we have this year?
I think we have a terrific season. It's going to be great. We are starting off with To Kill a Mockingbird. That wonderful classic novel was adapted to the stage, and we'll be presenting that in most of June. We're doing the wonderful musical She Loves Me, which is kind of the same story that was You've Got Mail and The Shop Around the Corner, were all kind of based on the same material, but it's a wonderful new musical about that. And then we're also doing Shrek the Musical, which is going to be great fun. We've been having a lot of fun designing all of the special effects from Pinocchio's nose to the dragon. And then we're ending the season with a play called Moonlight and Magnolias, which is a comedy that takes place in David O. Selznick's office during the filming of Gone with the Wind, when everything has gone wrong and he calls in Ben Hecht and Victor Fleming to fix it.
And you play David Selznick.
I do.
Yeah, and that's a really cool story because this is the 75th anniversary of the movie Gone with the Wind, And it's actually based on a true story, the play.
And what's the experience like for you then, Dan? You know, you're the artistic director, but then getting the opportunity to be on stage.
Well, it's funny because I know who cast the plays. I look for the opportunities too. As well. The season is most important. Picking the right season, finding something that we think will appeal to our audiences and also have great artistic merit to it, and then finding the places where I think I will fit and enhance the productions throughout the summer.
Now, is the idea for the plays, the productions that are selected, that you have a variety of things that are you looking for something that will appeal to a broad audience?
You know, we do. We want to have a variety of plays so that we can appeal to a lot of different tastes. We're hoping that several of them have broad appeal. But I think that the we're bringing out a season that is artistically challenging and artistically worthy, but also wanting to be seen by our audiences, and those people that want to see the different plays will be able to pick and choose, and people who want to just see all of them are able to do that.
Now, Leonard Anderson, we're talking about the plays and what they mean for the audience. An important aspect of the Black Hills Playhouse is the educational component. What is it that the students get out of this experience?
Well, you know, we have a portion of the company are apprentices, and so it's really important. A lot of times the apprentice experience is their first professional experience in a company. So, you know, they're coming in, they're studying their craft all during the school year, and then they come in and they have the ability to put it into a real-life situation. And it's really great, too, because summer stock is kind of like theater boot camp, you know, where everything is accelerated. And so we hear often from professors that those students come back, you know, with a higher level of their craft and that they're also more confident. And it helps get something on their professional resume so when they go out into the world, they have a network of people, of professionals they've worked with, and then they also have that experience that will help them get employed.
And for you, Dan, how do you work with the younger students, the players, and helping them develop their craft?
Well, it's always fun to be a part of to see their energy, their young enthusiasm, which is always incredible to be a part of. I look upon it as an opportunity to continue my further what I do as an educator, because I am also on staff at Augustana College and teach theater there. And so bringing the students from all across the country that are bringing them together and watching them grow as artists as they come to see their peers from other institutions as they begin to gel and form new ideas and new opinions about their craft.
So how does this experience at the Black Hills Playhouse, how does that compare to your work at Augustana?
Well, I always enjoy working on the plays at Augustana, too, but I also enjoy teaching. And I think one of the biggest things that is the difference between summer stock and academic theater is that we don't all have to either write papers or grade papers in between.
So you're focused on one goal.
That's right.
Yeah, and it's interesting, you know, the academic calendar, they have a lot more time to put together a production, and then it's performed less times. Here, you know, the average time to put together a play is 12 to 15 days, and then it runs for either 3 weeks or 2 weeks. So, you know, for those chops, those acting chops, and for the people that are working the technical areas, it's just an entirely different schedule.
Well, Linda, at what stage are the productions cast?
Well, the productions are cast when Dan goes out on the road. Dan and Jason Reuter are our operations manager, and they go and they do auditions in 7 locations, and then Dan basically casts all of the shows at the same time.
And when is that, Dan? I mean, what I'm curious is how much lead time do the actors have in preparing for their roles?
Well, in preparing for their roles, the goal is to have everything cast by early to mid-March, so that they know what they're doing that summer, and that we have everybody lined up early enough to get everything together for the program. The audition portion itself starts generally in January, and January and February for those seven different locations that we go to find these people. And over the course of those 2 months, like this year, I saw about 800 actors, and then we also saw probably another 150, 200 technicians that had submitted either in person or via email.
Now, as I mentioned, this is the 70th anniversary for the Black Hills Playhouse. I'm wondering, Linda, what would you think the founder, Dr. Warren M. Lee, and some of the original people involved those first few seasons, what they would think if they knew that the Playhouse would still be growing, going strong some seven decades later?
You know, I think that Doc Lee absolutely would have expected that it was here. And I often think about Doc Lee and the founding people that were here. Matter of fact, this year I got a long letter from a woman who I think is 96 years old, who was part of the group that came out to help establish the first company. And, you know, they're just so proud of, you know, the people that are still here with us. They're very, very proud of the way that things have continued. And I often hear Doc Lee's voice in the back of my head saying, you know, set the stage for the next 70 years. Get going.
And for you, Dan, do you hear the voice of Dr. Lee, too?
Never having heard it in person, I have given it some qualities that I think that I think it would inhabit in my head. But I do hear that his push for artistic quality and his wanting to make theater available and put it out there, and that his love for the art was evident in what he wanted to do with the Black Hills Playhouse.
I think he would be so proud of the alums that are all over the nation. You know, the Black Hills Playhouse Alumni Association has helped so much with fundraising, and there are seeds of Doc Lee and people that were trained at this place that are not only all over South Dakota in this region, but people that are working all over the country. And that's a wonderful contribution.
All right. Well, finally, Linda, the preview, the Tatanka teaser, that's coming up on Sunday?
It is. It's Sunday, and that's free for pass holders. It happens at 2 p.m. in the afternoon. It's $5 for other people that want to come in. It's a really great way to see what the talent auditions with, and it's, you know, just a great way to see the amazing talent that you're going to see in other shows and get an intro to the company.
And of course, for tickets and more information, you can go online to blackhillsplayhouse.com. And Linda and Dan, thanks for taking the time to talk with us on Dakota Midday again, and have a great summer at the Playhouse.
Thank you so much, Carl.
Thank you.